Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Hey. I just want to dedicate the learning today to Zecher Nishmas, the victims of today's terrible terror attack in Eretz Yisrael, and L'zchus Refuah Shleima for those who are injured. We are holding at daf Mem Dalet and Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. We are at Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The entire daf today is about an Eved Va'ovid Kochavim Habal Bas Yisrael. What the halacha is when an Eved or a non-Jew has a child together with a Bas Yisrael. The Gemara is going to have a comment that everyone is Modet to Rabbi Akiva, that in that case the Vlad is a Mamzer. So we're going to figure out who is the everyone that's Modet to Rabbi Akiva, who exactly is Modet to Rabbi Akiva that the Vlad is Mamzer in such a case. The Gemara is going to have a Machlokas whether in fact the Vlad is Mamzer on Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to talk about that even those who held the Vlad is Kasher still were not so eager to marry off their own children to the product of such a marriage of an Eved Va'ovi Kochavim Haba al Bas Yisrael. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the halachos of being memana someone like that to a Sarara. Do we say that since Imo mi Yisrael, you can give him a position of Sarara, or do we assume that no, that he has like a din of a ger, where a ger is not in a position of Sarara? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about a tevila that's not done l'shem gerus, whether it could ever count as a tevila l'gerus, even if it's not done specifically for the purpose of gerus. So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page. Mem dalet amud beis. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim be Eved v'ovid k'chav ma'abal b'asisrael shavlad mamzer. Everyone agrees that an Eved and a guy that is Baal Bas Yisrael, that the product, the child from that union is going to be a mamzer. Man hakol modim. Who is this hakol modim? Who is it that believes that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer? Says the Gemara, two possibilities. Number one, possibility, Shimon HaTimni. Maybe it's Shimon HaTimani. De'af l'gav damar Shimon HaTimani ein mamzer m'chayav elavin. Even though Shimon HaTimani generally holds that when there's a union of chayav elavin, that does not create mamzerus. He argues on Rabbi Akiva, who holds that chayav elavin creates mamzerus. Hanimili m'chayav elavin de'tafsi b'kudushin. That's only from chayav elavin, where there's a tfisas kiddushin, where most chayav elavin, a grusha marries a kohen, so it's aser, it's an isulav, but at least there's a tfisas kiddushin, at least they're considered married. Aval hacha ovid chav mevet kiven delo tafsi bu kiddushin ke chayav krisus dami. But an ovid chav men and evet where there's no tfisas kiddushin, that has the status of chayav krisus, and therefore, even though generally speaking chayav elavin does not create mamzerus, chayav elavin where there's no tfisas kiddushin, even Shimon HaTimani would admit, does create mamzerus. Fracting Mar Mesne, Ovid Chav Mevet Abal Basal Avlad Mamzer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Ein Mamzer El Mimishi Yisuru Yisra Erva Venosh Kares. Sounds like it's a machlokas Tanoim, where the Tanakama holds that, yeah, every Los Hasei is Avlad Mamzer. But there are those who disagree and say that a Los Hasei is not going to create Mamzerus would hold that no Los Hasei is create Mamzerus. It's only Mamzerus if it's a Chiyuv Kares. Anything less than a Chiyuv Kares is not going to create Mamzerus. So you can't say that Shimon HaTimani would agree that there are certain chayav elavin that would create a situation of mamzerus. Ella Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, no, second possibility. Man hakol modim. Who is this hakol modim that an eved v'ovid k'chav ma'abal b'asrael that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer? Rebbe. It's the opinion of Rebbe. Avlagav the Rebbe Omer Nen Advar Malal Amur Melu the Divrei Bekiva Shayusa Chalutza Kareva V'leilo Svirulei. Even though Rebbe holds that a bia achar chalitza, if a guy does chalitza on a woman, and then he's boel another woman, he doesn't need a get, and he says that Rebbe says that that's only bia achar chalitza, that it's not tofes kiddushin. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who makes a chalutza like an erva, but he himself doesn't hold like that. But ba'ovid kuchavim ve'eved moda, he's going to be moda by an ovid kuchavim and an eved. The chiyas Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, ovid kuchavim ve'eved abal bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. That Rebbe is moda that an ovid kuchavim ve'eved abal by Stroll that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. So that's the opinion that it's going to be a mamzer. But that's not the only opinion. The Gemara is going to record more opinions that maybe the Vlad is not a mamzer. If a person intermarries, Rachman al Tzlan, a woman intermarries and has a child, then maybe the child is not a mamzer. Rabbi Acha Sara Bira, Rabbi Tanchum Berei, Rabbi Chia, Ish Kfar Acho, one time Rabbi Achasar Rabira and Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia Ishkvarako, redeemed captives that had come from Armon Tveria. So these were Jewish girls that were held captive by non-Jewish men. Have a chadudi Abra me Ovid Kchavme. And one of them, Rachman Aslan, one of them was impregnated by the Ovid Kchavme, by one of her captors. Va'asal kamed Rabbi Ami. And they came to Rabbi Ami to ask a shayla, what do we do about this child? Amalu Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Da Amri, Ovid Kchavme, Vever Rabbi Asral, Vlad Mamzer. He says, what do you want me to do? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, an impressive list of Amoraim, all hold that when you have an Ovid Kchavme that's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer, so there's nothing we could do for this child. The child's going to be a mamzer. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabusa Lemechshav Gavri. So Rav Yosef says, what, just because you put together a list, that's a maila to be able to put together a long list of rabbis who hold one way? Haravu Shmuel Bebavel, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Bar Kapara Beretz Yisrael. I have a list. Rav and the list are very prominent. Amarayim, Rav and Shmuel and Bavel, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Bar Kapara Beretz Yisrael. The Army Lechilufi Bar Kapara Vayli Zikne Darom. Some say take out Bar Kapara from the list, but instead put Zikne Darom and list the Amri who all say Ovid Chavme Rabbal Yisrael have Vlad Kosher. That the Vlad is going to be Kosher when it's an Ovid Chavme Rabbal Bas Yisrael. So don't tell me that there's nothing you could do for this girl because there happen to be three Amarayim that say Vlad Mamzer. We have many Amarayim that say, have many prominent Amarayim that say, Vlad Kosher. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Rebihi. The Chiyas Ravdimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ravdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amru, Ovid Chavme Vever Abbas Sol, Havlad Mamzer. Rebbe is of the opinion that Nevid, Ovid Chavme Abbas Sol, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So as Rashi points out, Elam Rav Yosef Rebbe, Lo Tachshav Gavri, Dahai Mishum Rabusa, the Rabbim Lo Tivsalei, Da Nami Rabbim Achshari, El Mishum Ahid, the Rebbe, Ikal Mifsalei, Dalach Kamoso. It's not the point that he was bringing a long list, and that's why he wanted to say make the Vlad a Mamzer, because you could have an equally long list, if not a longer list, of very important people who held that the Vlad is going to be kosher. The reason he wanted to make the Vlad a Mamzer is because it's the Shita of Rebbe. It's a very interesting Gemara in terms of the Derech of Psak Halacha. There are those that had accused Rav Avadi Yosef of paskening by counting, by making lists of all those who were Matir and all those who Asir, and just going with the majority. If you're at all familiar with Rav Avadi Yosef's Tshuva, that's clearly not what he does. But there are those that accused him of doing that. The Gemara is saying, that's not how we paskin. We don't paskin by putting together lists, that there are this many rabbis that say this way, this many rabbis that say that way. Rav Avadi Yosef came to an opinion, and he came to his opinion. There's a great chachma in coming to an opinion, not just by studying those who discuss exactly your shayla and with great precision, but to discuss anyone who discusses anything around the shayla, anyone who discusses anything near it, and getting a broad picture of what the halacha should be. And then he came to an opinion, and then he would show you that he would shake out every single person who ever said that way as well, to be mechazik that opinion, and he would shake out a few others that would say not that way to show that he's being honest. But the opinion was not based on a numbers game. That was a way of supporting his opinion afterwards. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer Avlad Makulkal. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that it's not the Vlad Mamzer, the Vlad is Makulkal. Leman. So what does that mean, this Makulkal? Who's the Vlad messed up? What does it mean he's messed up? Ilim el Kalif, it means that he's not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. Ham Rabbi Shua Vlad Kasher. No, that can't be, because Rabbi Shua said the Vlad is Kasher. Ella l'kuhuna, when we say it's makulkal, that means the Vlad is pasul l'kuhuna. Dekula amurai, demachshri modu, shavlad pagam l'kuhuna, mikal v'chom me'almana. Everyone who says that in Ovid Chavme Abel Basral that the Vlad is kasher, they're going to be modu, though, that the Vlad is pagam l'kuhuna from a kal v'chomer from almana. Ma almana l'koyen gadol sheini sura shav bakol. But now pagum, if an almana l'koyen gadol, where the iser is not an iser that's universal to everybody, it's only an iser that's specific for the koyen gadol. Still the union of the Alman of the Kohen Gadol of Vlad is going to be Pagum, Zushi, Surashav Bakal, Enodin Shabna Pagum, the product of an Ovid Kochavma Baal Bas Yisrael, which is Nisr Shav Bakal, that's an Nisr that applies to everybody. All the more so, the Ben is going to be Pagum. Says the Gemara, Malan Malan Kohen Gadol, Shkeni Atzma Mischalelas, how can you say that? How can you say such a Kal V'chumra? Alman of the Kohen Gadol has its own Chumra, that she herself becomes Mischalelas from the Bia. Says the Gemara, yeah, Hachanami Kimit Shenivel. Pasla. Over here also, certainly the woman becomes mischalelas. A woman who sleeps with a guy, of course she's going to become mischalelas. Dam Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rabbi Shem Minayin Lo V'chum Vever Abal Kodesh V'alviyev Al Yisraelis Shepasluha. How do I know that she's pasul if she sleeps with a non-Jewish man? Shenemar Ubas Kohen Kitia Almanu Ugrusha. Misha Yeshla Almanus Ugrushin, but it has to be only someone who there could be a sense of Almanus and Gerushin. Yatsu Avikam Vavit Sheinla and Almanus Ugerushin, but as opposed to an Eved and Ovid Kochavim, where there is no marriage, there is no Almanus Ugerushin, because she's never considered, there's no Tvisas Kiddushin. It's just a fancy way of saying there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, because she was never considered married to him, and therefore she's going to become puzzle from that marriage. So he said the vlad is pagum lakuna. What does it mean that the vlad is pagum lakuna? So Rashi over here writes that the vlad is pagum lakuna. Rashi says that if there's a daughter that comes out of this union of the Ovid Kochavim and the Bas Yisrael, the daughter is considered a chalala who's psula lakohen hedyot, that she's not allowed to marry a kohen. And if the mother is a kohenes, she's not allowed to eat truma of beis avia after the husband dies. Meaning, it's mechal the mother also if she's a kohenes and the husband dies, she's not allowed to go back to eat truma from beis avia. So the Ritva writes, sounds from Rashi that when we say the vlad is pagum lakuna, it's only talking about female children. It's only talking about girls. But if it's a boy, sounds like he's not nifsal lakuhuna. When the Gemara says bina Pagum sounds from Rashi, it's lav dafka bina. It means that the bita paguma lakuhuna, not that bina is paguma lakuhuna. The Ramban, however, disagrees. He says, since we learned the vlad is pagum from a kalvachomer from almana l'kohen gadol, and the halacha by almana l'kohen gadol is that even a male offspring is chalal, so if the vlad is a zachar, he's also pagum. And if he's baal kohenes levivi israelis, his daughter is going to be pasul lakuna just like a bas chalal zachar. So it's going to be the same halacha for a male as well, says the Ramban. The Ritva quotes the Ramban and says that even if it's a son, he's pagum lakuna, he's a chal posel bibiyaso isha shabaal. Meaning the Ritva holds not only is his daughter going to be pasul lakuna, but this son that's born from this union is going to pasul his wife also lakuna, is going to turn his wife into a chalala. So this is a major machlokas rishonim. To what extent do we assume bina pagum over here? The gra in Siman Zayin of Ne'ezer, Siman Zayin is mochiach from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that it's only din in the daughter, that he pasuls like Rashi, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Zayin Sefiud Zayin Akum ve'ever habal bas Yisrael v'yolda mimenu bas osa habas paguma lakuhuna. Shulchan Aruch specifically highlights that it's the daughter that becomes pagum lakuhuna. So it sounds very much like Rashi. Now it happens to be Shulchan Aruch a few simanim earlier in Simin Dalit, Siv Hey, and Siv Vav writes that the vlad is pagum lakuhuna. So it just says vlad is pagum lakuhuna. Sounds like even the ben would be pagum, but the Levush explains that it means the bas, and he's just relying on what he explains later on, that it's dafka got to be the bas that's pagum and no one else. Now, we had this drasha. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this din that an ovid chavim ever alba bas Yisrael that is pasul? So he learns it from this from the pasuk bas kohen kitia almana ugrusha, that it's only someone who has almanas v'gerushin. Tosfos just raises the point over here in Dibra Maskel Yatsu that l'chora it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, because over here Rabbi Yochanan says that an evid of ovid chavim shabal bas Yisrael the vlad is going to be kasha lekal. It's only pasul lekuhuna. It's only going to be a problem lekuhuna. But a mem dalim beis in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yochanan said the vlad is a mamzer, and if the vlad is a mamzer, then certainly the mother would be pasul b'biyaso. If you're going to say that the vlad is a mamzer, meaning today what we learned today, the very first thing we read today was the Amar Rabbi Bruchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Modim Evid Vavikavim Abba Abashol Shavlad Mamzer. So if you say the vlad is going to be a mamzer, doesn't that necessarily mean that it's pasul's the mother b'biyaso? The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin Hashem Mamzer Avi Mifsel b'biyaso b'bayi. If it creates mamzerus, isn't it obvious that it's mifsel b'biyaso? I mean, that's always part of the equation. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. First of all, that Rabbi Yochanan himself maybe holds the vlad as a mamzer, like we said at the beginning of today's shiur, and you don't need a limud that it's pasul's al yidei biyaso, because if the vlad is a mamzer, obviously she's nifsal through the bia. Over here, he's just saying b'shem rabo, his rebbe who holds that the vlad is kasher lekal and is pasul lakuna, so you need a limud that the mother would be pasul lakuna also when if you hold the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan's rebbeim that the vlad is not a mamzer. Also, says it could just be machlok samaram what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that some amram hold that Rabbi Yochanan thinks the vlad is pasul lekal, and others say no, he's kasher lekal and he's pasul lekuhuna. So it could just be very simply machlok samaram in what is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Back in the Gemara, now about 5-6 lines into the wide lines. Amalei Abaye, my chazis is samchas ad Ravdimi, smoch ad Ravin. Why would you rely on Ravdimi's report? You should instead rely on what Ravin taught us. That Ravin taught the following. The chiasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Morim Balda Teira. He taught us that Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi were both matir, meaning we said that the reason why we were so machmir is because Rabbi holds a Vlad Mamzer, so it had nothing to do with any lists who had more people on their side saying that the Vlad is kosher, Vlad is Mamzer. It was just a Rebbe that held Vlad Mamzer, but we find that Rav Dimi reported differently. That when Ravin Amar Ravin reported differently. That Ravin said that both Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi were about to say, Man Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is Rebbe, both said they were both Morim Balei Teira. They both said that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. V'af Rav Morim Balei Teira. And Rav also said that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Da'hu Dasal Kameh Rav. Someone came to Rav with such a Shaila. Amalei Ovid Chab Mevet Abal Bas Yisrael Mahu. And asked the Shaila, what do you do when you have an Evet Ovid Chavim that's Baal Bas Yisrael? Amarlo Havlad Kosher. He said, the Vlad is Kosher in such a case. Amarli Havli Bartech. So he said, great, I'd like to marry your daughter. Lo Yahiv Nalach. No way. Amar Simi Barchia Larav Amri Inshi. He said, well, if you don't give him your daughter, you know what people are going to say. Gamla b'madai akava rakta hakava hagamla hamadai v'lo rakta. That, you know, it's like people say that apparently this was an expression that a camel in madai would ride with baskets that were the size of a kav. Would ride inside baskets that were the size of a kav. And here we are in madai. Here's a camel. Here's a basket the size of a kav, and the camel's not riding. Meaning you report one thing and then you don't live up to it. Then you don't do it. It's not happening. So it's not good if you're going to say that you hold Allah. That the Vlad is kosher. So how come your daughter can't be? How come you can't give your daughter to such a person? He just strengthens his position. He says even if this guy was as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I wouldn't give him my daughter. He said, well, if he was like Yeshua ben Nun, he wouldn't be in such trouble. He wouldn't need a shidduch so badly because mistam he'd be able to find someone who would give it. He'd be able to find the shidduch, but how? So granted, if he was like Yehoshua ben Nun, he wouldn't need your shidduch. But now he needs your shidduch, because if you don't step up and show that you're willing to give your child for such a marriage, then who else is gonna do it? He wouldn't leave him. He wouldn't leave Rav alone. Rav gazed his eyes at him and caused him to die by gazing at him. It's a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. I didn't really see much discussion about this, about what to make of Rav. Rav's position and why he would cause the guy to die. I didn't see much discussion about it at all. There is discussion on the halachic element of the Gemara about the Eved Vovid Chavim Baal Bas Yisrael that there are many opinions we just quoted that the Vlad is kosher, including Rav, even though he wasn't willing to give his own daughter, but that the Vlad is kosher. The Ramban al Torah though writes, the Ramban al Torah in Vayikra Perach of Dalit writes on the pasuk V'yatza ben Isha Yisraelis V'hu ben Ish Mitzri B'tol. The Ramban writes that the Torah calls him Ben Hayisraelis V'ish Hayisraeli to show that in Akuma Baal Bas Yisrael the Vlad is not a Yisraeli, even though the Gemara paskins Akuma Baal Bas Yisrael, we're going to paskin in today's daf a Vlad kosher, whether it's a Pnuya, whether it's an Ish, the Vlad is going to be kosher. The Gemara says it's only Pagum Lekuna, so he says Pagum Lekuna Kol Shkein that is Enu Yisraeli regarding the Yachas for the Degalim and for Nachlas Haaretz. The Ramban has this incredible idea that a man could be a Jew, a full-fledged Jew, but he doesn't get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't have a degel. He has no shevet. He doesn't belong to any of the shvatim. Pasuk says l'shemos matos avosa min chalu, that the nachla works by through the father's side. So nachla saaretz and the degalim work all by the father's shevet. So if the father's a guy, he doesn't have a shevet. So the Brisker Rav writes that you see from the Rabban that there's a separate level of kedushas Yisrael with regard to degalim. That Reb Chaim had such a yisur in Yisur Ebiya that when it comes to Psul Mishpacha, Levar is Misyache Sacharaviv, that in terms of what family he belongs to, it does relate to the father. So it's not that the product of an intermarriage where the father's a non-Jew is just totally regular Jew. He is lacking in a certain sense. He doesn't have a Degel and doesn't have a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Va'af Rav Masna Morabala Teira, and even Rav Masna also held the heter over here in the case of the Ovid Chavma Balabai Yisrael. Va'af Rav Yehuda Morabala Teira, Rav Yehuda also. The Chiyasal came to Rav Yehuda, because when someone with this problem came to Rav Yehuda, Amalei Zil Itmar O Nasiv Basmina, Rav Yehuda gave him advice. He said, you may want to go somewhere where no one knows you, and then you'll be able to marry whoever you want. No one's going to withhold their daughter from you because they're not going to know your history. And that's what I would advise you to do. But if you stay in town, you have to recognize that since people know the history of your family, they're likely not going to want to give you their daughters, and you have to find someone who also has baggage. You're going to have to find someone who also has a similar background to you to marry. So that's what, but otherwise, but apparently he was more atera because he said, you want to go somewhere else and marry whoever you want? Because indeed, I have no problem with that. You're allowed to go somewhere else and marry whoever you want. Sounds like you don't have to say in Shiduchim exactly what the history of the family is. It says Tosa, Zil Itmar v'yasiuchem yuches. And you'll marry him, Yuchesas, and it's no problem. Vim Tomar Vabai Raya Gedam Perbezik Subis, Temal Mitchum Yuchsin. Frank tells us, doesn't the Gemara say in Subis that you need to bring a Raya to your Yichus, and we don't just give anybody a Bas Yisrael? That if a rabbi is asked me in Mesada Kiddushin, he actually has to look into the Yichus of both sides, like they do in Eretz Yisrael today for the Rabbanut, you know, because when people make Aliyah or whatever, when they apply for a marriage license in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to actually look into the Yichus of both sides. No, that was in terms of marrying your daughter off to a Kohen who's over al gabei mizbeach. That needs a higher level of yichus. Maybe it's machlokas tanaim, and our gemara is assuming like the other shita that everyone is assumed to be becheskas miyuchasos, and therefore you don't have to check into the yichus of each and every family. There's a tshuva nimre yosher was asked whether someone is allowed to mislead in a shidduch and not to say that the Meshudeches is a Bas Yisrael Shenol D'Me'akum. I mean, the case was a guy was Baal Eish Asish, and this girl is a product of that union. Do you have to say that in Shiduchim? Can you just say she's a Jewish girl and not reveal what the background is? So the Imre Yosha says it's Asul Hatoso, that even though she's not a Mamzeres and she's Mutaris Lakal, but the Vlad is going to be Pogum. So she is Pogum. Everyone agrees, I call Modim, that the Vlad is at least Pogum. So since she's Pogum, you have to say that, because that's something, it's Lo Garam, Yilifnever L'Sitin Michal. Halach of Lifnever L'Sitin Michal is two things. Not allowed to cause someone to do an Avera, but it also means not allowed to give Eitzarah. So you're going to tell someone, yeah, it's good, you can marry this person, no problem. But their problem, there's a pagam in the person. It could be they'll choose to marry them anyway, but they have to be able to make that decision with full knowledge. What about our Gemara, where Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry, just go somewhere where they don't recognize you, and you can get married to whoever you want. Says the Imre Yosher, that it seems that by an Isha it's different. Because the Gemara says, Isha Nichla Bekaldu, because Tav Lames of Tandu. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Zayin that a woman is much more likely to settle for someone who's beneath her than a man is likely to settle for someone who's beneath him. So when it's a girl, to not reveal that information, the Imre Yosher says, is not okay. But when it's a boy, apparently, from this Gemara, you see that it is okay not to reveal that information. A very tough psak to swallow. They have, let's say, two siblings, right? Same exact story. One's a boy, one's a girl. You can reveal the information by one, not by the other. Very difficult. And furthermore, he says, Rabbi Yehuda told him that he should go to Makom Rachok, where it's never going to be found out that he's a Ben Akum, and that's why he allowed him, but not in a place where it could possibly ultimately be found out. Then he wouldn't have allowed it. And also he says, he never told him Beferish to do it, to be Mata. He just said Beremes, but to be Mata, the person in that city where it's going to become known, the person's going to be embarrassed about, or to say it Beferish, that's going to be Asur Mishum Eitzara. Difficult, very difficult. This Gemara Gemara sounds like it's mutter latosa. It's just Imre Yosha couldn't stomach that. Very difficult to say that that you're allowed to hold back that kind of information. It's always very challenging. What kind of information do you reveal in shiduchim? What kind of information do you hold back? And that which you hold back, for how long do you hold back? Meaning, there's certain information. If there's a history of some sort of illness or something, so very often I know I've dealt with the case where there's a person who has a history of addiction. So he was advised by various gedolim. That's not something you say before the first date. That's something you say by the third date. If a history of addiction before it gets serious. So it's a very delicate balance. So would you want your daughter going out with the guy who has the history of addiction? Very, very delicate balance. Very, very difficult thing. So that's that's what this Gemara deals with directly. Zilberstein Chashuki Chamed has like five shilas in a row, all about these kinds of things. What you do have to reveal in shiduchim, what you don't have to reveal in shiduchim. It's all a judgment call. It doesn't seem that it's real, real halacha chatucha, that you know exactly where to draw the line. When they came to Rava, Armalei Ogali Onasiv Basminach. So he said, Rav also said, either go to Galus, go somewhere far away where no one knows you, or you have to marry someone just like you. Shalchle b'nei b'michsi l'Rava. Misha chetzio v'chetzio ben chorin habal v'astral mahu. We just discussed in Eved and Ovid Chavim habal v'astral. What if a person is a chatzi Eved that's habal v'astral? What's the din then? Amalei hashta Eved kulu amin kasher chetzio mibayi. We said that even a regular Eved is habal v'astral, the vlad is going to be kosher. So chatzi yevet, of course the vlad is going to be kosher. Am Rav Yosef mara d'shmeita manu Rav Yehuda, that the Rav Yehuda who said that that was mara v'la hetera v'ham Rav Yehuda, but yet Rav Yehuda, even though he says that an evet abal basrol is that we're mekil, nevertheless he says misha chatziyav b'chatzu ben chorin abal basrol also vlad ein lo takana, that vlad is ein lo takana, that vlad is in trouble when it's a chatziyav b'chatzu ben chorin. Kiyidmer Rav Yehuda kigon the Kaddish Bar Yisrael the nimtza sad avdus shabo mishtamish beishasish. Now the Gemara explains the reason that he holds in lo takana is we're talking about a chatzi yev v'chatzi ben chorin that's mekadesh bas Yisrael and then is boel her. That since he was mekadesh her, she's chatzi mukudeshes because this guy is half ben chorin. So the half ben chorin shabo is mekadesh her this regular Jewish girl, but it's sad avdus is not able to be mekadesh this girl. So it turns out that the tzad eved shabo, when he sleeps with her, is sleeping with an eshes ish, with a chatzi eshes ish for himself, meaning his other half is the one that's married to her. But that's why the vlad is a mamzer, because she's an eshes ish. So even though regular eved abal basral, there's no, the vlad is going to be kosher, but when it's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, that's mekadesh a girl first and then sleeps with her, so then she's an eshes ish, and then she's going, that's why it's going to be a vlad is mamzer. That's why Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. In fact, the Gemara of Amin Ardai, Mishmei de Rabbi Yaakov, Ledivrei Apostle, Apostle Afil Bepnuya, Ledivrei Machshir, Machshir Afil Beishasish. But didn't we say that those who are Machshir by an Eved Abal Vastral, they're Machshir even if the Eved is Baal Eishasish? So isn't that what's going on over here? Meaning this would be the equivalent of an Eved being Baal Stamin Eishasish. Isn't that exactly the same thing as over here, where the Chatziyav Chatzi Ben Chorin marries the girl first, so that makes her an Eishasish. Then he sleeps with her, so the Eved, Sad Eved Shabbat, is sleeping in the Eishes Ish, Ushneim Lalamdua Elam Eishes Av. And the Limud comes from Eishes Av, that as follows, that Manda Pasil, the one that holds Pasil Savar holds, because by Eishes Av is where the Torah actually says Mamzerus. So that's why everything about Mamzerus we're going to learn out from Eishes Av. So the one that says that it's Pasil holds Ma Eishes Av Dulov Tafsi Ba Kiddushin Havlad Mamzer, just like by Eishes Av, where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. If a man tries to marry his father's wife, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin and the offspring is a Mamzer. Av Kaldo Tafsi Ba Kiddushin Havlad Mamzer. So anyone else where there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, the child is going to be a mamzer. Uman de machshir savar, and the one that says kasher holds ma eshes av de lididelo tafsi ba kiddushin la achrini tafsi ba kiddushin la fuki av chabim veved de lo tafsi ba kiddushin klal. Yeah, an eshes av, there's no tefisas kiddushin for himself, but there is tefisas kiddushin for other people. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with the woman in general. It's just that he's a relative, so that's why there's no tefisas kiddushin. But the eved and ovid chabim Kohanim, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin whatsoever. The person is a guy, and therefore you can't compare it exactly to Eshazav. You learn from Eshazav to say that it's not a situation of Mamzeris over here. So both Stadim learn it from the Halach of Eshazav. Tosus just points out, Vimtomer Mal Eshazav Shekin Kari Sumisa. How can you learn anything from Eshazav? Yeah, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and so you want to say Evan of Kavim is the same because there's also no Tfisas Kiddushin. Evan of Kavim are not nearly as bad as Eshazav. Eshazav, Yechayiv Kares. Eshazav is a much more severe punishment. It's not just the lav of lo yakadesh or whatever. So says Tosos Yeshlomar the mamzerus tali b'tefisus kedushin g'tepriyus la'el, that mamzerus is not tali on how bad of an iser it was. Mamzerus is tali on tefisas kedushin. So since once it's a bad enough iser that there's no tefisas kedushin, it's irrelevant whether the iser is a very very chamor iser of no tefisas kedushin or a lighter iser of no tefisas kedushin. Once there's no tefisas kedushin, that's all we look at. Eloki Yitmer Rav Yehuda. So what was Rav Yehuda talking about when Rav Yehuda spoke about the Chatzi Av v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, where the Vlad is going to be apostle? Kigon Shabal Eishas Ish. Now the case is a chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chorin, not that is mekadesh a girl and then sleeps with her. No, chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chorin, that's boel and eishes ish, that's boel, someone else's eishes ish. Why is the vlad going to be a mamzer? Not mitzad abdus shabo. Mitzad abdus shabo, the vlad is going to be kosher. And ever that's boel eishes ish, the vlad is kosher. It's mitzad the ben chorin shabo. It's like a regular man going and sleeping with another man's wife, where the vlad is definitely going to be a mamzer. That's where Rabbi Yehuda said, in this case, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Amr Ravina, Amrli Rav Gaza, Ikla Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin La Asrin, Vava Uvdu B'Pnuya V'Achshir, that there was a maisa that happened. It was a single girl that an Eved of Ovid Chavim that was Boel, a single girl, and he was Machshir the child. But Be'ishas Ish, Upasel. And it happened with an Ishas Ish, and he Pasel the child. Amr of Sheshes, so against what we just said that man the machshir is machshir afilu beishes ish, man the pasul is pasul beishes. So Amr of Sheshes, l'didi Amr li Rav Gaza lo Rabbi Yossi bar Avin hava el Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida hava. He got the story wrong. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, it was Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida va'achshir bein b'pnuya bein beishes ish. And he got the wrong halacha also. He didn't say that it's going to be pasul by an eishes ish. He says that it's kasher bein in both cases bein b'pnuya bein beishes ish. Amr Rav Acha b'reid the Rabbi l'Ravina ikla amemer la'ashen va'achshir bein b'pnuya bein beishes ish. Amemer also paskin it's that she's mutaris bein b'pnuya bein beishes ish. It's definitely going to be the vlad is kasher v'hilchasa. And here we paskin halacha l'maisa at the end of this sugya ovid chavim ve'ever abal bas yisrael havlad kasher. Bein b'pnuya, bein b'eishes ish. That an ovid chav menevet al ba'al bas yisrael, the vlad is going to be kosher both by a pnuya and by an eishes ish. The Rif writes that yesha kasvu, that when the Gemara says that the halach is that the vlad is kosher, it means kosher lekahal, but still vlad is pagum lekuhuna. We would still say pagum lekuhuna. He says yesha kasvu that the vlad is kosher even lekuhuna. So the Rif quotes a machlokes rishonim what the status would be lekuhuna. The Mukhe Yosef says a Rashi holds that ben akum v'yisrael is the vlad is kasher even the kuhuna, and the achronim just have difficulty understanding. With a chidush anshashem quotes Maran Shapiri, he says I don't understand where did the Mukhe Yosef see that in Rashi. So difficulty in trying to figure out where he saw that in Rashi. In the Sri Deish, he says that the Mukhe Yosef understood from Rashi that the vlad is only pagum idrabanan, because Rashi holds that the bas is pagum and the ben is eno pagum. So it's kavachomer gomer. Why would the ben not be like a chalal? Like the Ramban asks in Rashi, so you have to say that it's kav v'chomer, it's just an asmach to be alma, and therefore the ben zachar is not pagum. And if that's the case, the whole list is only midrabanan, and the Gemara's maskana that the vlad is kasher doesn't add that the vlad is pagum. But some of the Gemara holds maskana that there is not even an iser kuhuna midrabanan. But anyway, this is a machlokas rishonim. However, you want to understand whether shitas Rashi, not shitas Rashi, the Rif says machlokas rishonim whether the vlad is going to be pagum l'kuhuna. The Rush quotes the Rif, and the Rush says, what kind of suffix? The Gemara brings a kav v'chomer from Almana, that the vlad is pagum, and there's no pirch on the kal v'chomer. So as I just pointed out, Sri Deish says maybe the Gemara really doesn't hold that kal v'chomer. Maybe the Gemara holds a kal v'chomer is only in asmachta. But Pashtus is the Rush says it's a real kal v'chomer, and that the vlad is going to be pagum. If there's no pirch on the kal v'chomer, how could you say that the vlad is not pagum? How could anyone argue and say that the vlad is not pagum? And the Rush also asks on the Rambam in Yisuri Bia Perik Tzvav Alach Gimel, the Rambam just says the vlad is kasher. from the fact that he says the vlad is kosher, sounds like he's kosher for everything, even the kahuna, and it's not even a suffix. So the Rosh says, I got a problem with the riff because he says it's a suffix that the vlad might be kosher lakuna. How can you even say might be kosher lakuna? And I got a problem with the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't even say it's a suffix. He thinks the vlad is vaday kasha lukuna. How could you say it's vaday kasha lukuna? So the Rosh disagrees with both the Rif and the Rambam. The Ramban paskins like the Rif over here, that it's a suffix whether the vlad is kasha lukuna, and he says, therefore, ein masin es bita lukuna, and if she's a bas, she's a sru lukoin, but b'diavad, ein motzin miyado. Since it's a suffix, b'diavad, if they already got married to a kohen, you're not going to be motzin miyado. Mishal Melch says, what are you talking about? If you hold that the vlad is a suffix chalal, why would not you not be motzi miyado? The reason that the vlad is pagum is because we learn from a kal v'chomer me'almana that the vlad is pagum, so it's daraisa, and by safik dar, meaning the issue is a daraisa issue, and therefore we should say safik daraisa l'chumra. Me'echi teisa, that just because it's a safik daraisa, just because it's b'dieved, you could be mekel. If it's safik daraisa, it's a safik daraisa, and therefore you have to be machmir. So that's the kasha that the Achronim ask on the Ramban. Minchas Chinuch writes that since we pass on the halach over here that the vlad is kasher and nigrar achreimo, meaning that a guy that sleeps with a Jewish woman, the maskanas hasugi over here is that the vlad is kasher. Says that which we generally pass in, that if a person had children while he was a guy and then he was nisgayer, the Gemara is going to say that hayilo banim begiuso, and then he's nisgayer, that even though gerish nisgayer is kasher, he's mekayim the mitzvah of puravu after he's megayer, because if the children are megayer together with him, because he is responsible, he is physically responsible for the existence of Jewish children in this world, so he's mekayim the mitzvah of puravu, which is very fascinating in terms of how to exactly be magdir the mitzvah of puravu. But says Minchas Chinuch, if the guy was slept with a Jewish woman and had children as a guy and then was megayer, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. Ironically, you would think that if he had Jewish children and then was megayer, it would be better. So no, the reason when he's mekayim mitzvah puravu is because there's no competing yichus over there. When he was a guy that slept with a non-Jewish woman, was married to a non-Jewish woman, so it was his yichus the whole time. So now he's megayir, they're megayir, it's his children, and he's mekayim puravu. But when he was baal bas Yisrael, the yichus was their miyuchus, the maskon of our sugya is they're Jewish, the miyuchus after the mother. So he's out of the picture, and therefore when he's megayir, it doesn't help. It doesn't. He's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah puravu. It's a chiddush of Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah aleph. Mitzvah aleph, he has all the wild cases of Puravu. Rava, back in the Gemara, Rava Achshere L'Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rava was Machshir Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Why is he called Rav Mari Bar Rachel? By his mother's name, Rachel. Rachel's a girl's name. Because Meovi, he was a product of Novi Chavma, Habal Yisraelis, of Novi Chavma, subject to the Yisraelis, and Rava was Machshir him. Umanya Bepursi de Bavel. Not only was he Machshir him, he allowed him to be a Gabbai. He appointed him to a position of Gabbai in Bavel. The Afgav Damar Mar, and even though the Pasuk says, Som Tasum Alecha Melech, that any position of Sarara, any appointment to any position, has to be Dafka Mikarav Achecha. You're not allowed to appoint a Ger to a position of Sarara. Hi, Kibin Dimam Yisrael Mikarav Achecha Krina Bey. But since this person is his mother is Jewish, we consider that to be Mikarav Achecha, and therefore we're able to appoint him to a position of Sarara. Says Tosos, Mikan Kasha the Pirish Akuntras the Pirish Be'elun Amarin. This is a Kasha on Rashi's Shita in Sota. Gabe Agrippas HaMelech. The Gemara in Sota tells us that Agrippas HaMelech, when he got to the Psukim about how you can only som tasum melech a melech mikarav echechel, you can only appoint a melech from your brothers, he started to cry, and the chacham tried to make him feel better, and they said, don't worry, achinu ata, you're our brother, you are achicha, it's all fine. So Rashi said, the Gemara says that both Hashad and Nischayvus the name Shal Yisrael Kliya Shechnifu la Agrippas, that was a violation of Chanifa, that they were falsely flattering him. He is not Mikar Vechecha. And Rashi says they called him Achinu because he was Imam Yisrael. So Frak Tosos, wait a second. If he was really Imam Yisrael, if his mother was really Jewish, why were they punished for calling him a brother? Our Gemara says Mikar Vechecha, that it can't, since Imam Yisrael, that's good enough. You can call him your brother if he's Imam Yisrael. So that's the Kasha. Tosos says this is a this luchora is against Rashi. So it's hard to say that. So it says Tosas v'omer Rabbi Shmuel the Hordus lo nasa bas Yisrael shasa tshuva because I mean for kam de basra. Hordus did not marry a bas Yisrael. He was not the product of a bas Yisrael. He was not the son of a bas Yisrael. Hordus did tshuva in the end, and he in Maseches Babasra Davdali where he rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash because he felt bad for killing all the rabbanim, and he had to relight the Nero Shalolam, he was told, in order to do tshuva for what he had done. So he did not marry Bas Yisrael, and that's why they were punished for calling him Achinu. Not like Rashi says. Still, why would he be considered an eved if he's a son of Hordus Mistama? Once Hordus became king, whoever owned Hordus probably gave up and ever retaining the rights to him. And the halacha is Shmuel holds at least that mafkir avdo yatzal lecheres and doesn't need to get shichur as long as you mafkir him or miyayish from ever getting the eved back. That's it. You don't need to get shichur. He's totally ben charin. So how could you say Hordus is an Eved, says Tosos an unbelievable insight. That if he just would have escaped and ran away and they would never see him again, Enochinami, when you mafkir an Eved under such circumstances, then he goes a Ben Charon because you give up hope of ever getting him back. But if the guy pushes himself, pushes his agenda so far and he pushes himself up to a position of king, then there's a sense that he's going to be a victim of his own haughtiness, of his own arrogance, of his own hubris, and ultimately he's going to fall back down and he's going to be defeated. Meaning because he was so successful, because he pushed himself so high, that's why people believed, whoever owned him originally believed, the Beis Chashmonai, who owned him originally believed that this isn't going to last and that he's going to be knocked back down. Had he run away to a foreign country and just disappeared, they never would have thought they can get him back. But they were not miyayish from him because of where the position that he pushed himself to. That's what it sounds like. Fractals Vitavim Tomer the Hakamashman de Ger Shain Imam Yisrael in Kashaladum. Over here it sounds like a ger is not Imam Yisrael cannot be a Dayan if he's not Imam Yisrael, if a person is a total ger. And yet in Parakachadina Mamanus we said a kol ksherim ladun, and that comes to include even a ger. So Tosa says, yeah, well a ger is not allowed to be in a position of Sora. Being a Dayan is a position of Sora when you're being a Dayan over other regular Jewish people, but if you're a Dayan over other Gerim, a Ger is allowed to be positioned in Sraara over Gerim, which is a fascinating Chiddush also. That would mean if you can't appoint a Ger to a position of a rabbi of a community because because it's a position of Sraara, but if it were a rabbi of a community of Gerim, where the whole community is Gerim, then he would be allowed to be in a position of Sraara. This is difficult. It's always difficult to figure out exactly what's called the position of Sraara and what's not called the position of Sraara. Rav Meisha has tshuvas about this. Halach l'maisa, a Ger is matzliach in learning and he's a Talmud Chacham, and they want to know, can they make him a Rosh Hashiva? Can they make him a Magid Shir? Rav Meisha Yerodei Chelik Dal Simul Chavav was asked about appointing him as a Mashkiach, a Rosh Hashiva, and the Shoel in the Tshuva says, well, Shemaya Naftali on the Gemara in Gittin Nun Zayin, the Sanhedrin Sadivav says that they were B'nei Banav Shal Sancheirav and they were Limdu Torah Barabim. Shemaya Naftali on the Mishnayos and Idios, they couldn't pronounce certain words because they were Gerim and they weren't brought up being able to pronounce the Hebrew language properly. So you see that there's no problem of having Gerim be the Rosh Yeshiva. Shmaya Naftali, that was their job. So the Rav Moshe says, nah, you can't bring anything, any raya from Shmaya Naftali. It could be that, first of all, Imam Yisrael, it could be that their mothers were Jewish, that they were second generation Gerim, and also he says, you can't bring any proof from them because they were the Gedolei Hadar, there was no one greater than them, they were the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, so maybe that was Ahura Shah, just like Devorah Neviah, she was a Shofetes, that was Ahura Shah, even though a woman is not supposed to be appointed to a position of Sarah. You have Ahura Shah sometimes when there's no other choice because they're the best that you've got. But the Meiser of Moshe says, we have to be Mekel over here, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Ahavtem as Hager, and therefore even though typically we try to be down the middle in terms of Pesach Halacha and try to judge everything equally. When it comes to an issue of a ger, we always try to judge more in favor of the ger because you have a mitzvah in the Torah of Ahavtem as a ger, so we have to be Makar of the gerim and be Mekel with these types of inyanim. So he says, after Yishuv Gadol, he says, we could be that we shouldn't consider these types of positions a position of Sarara. It's a position of teaching Talmidim who come and want to learn. Aye, but the Manal of Yeshiva, the Rashiva, has the ability to throw a kid out of Yeshiva or not to accept the kid in the first place. So that's not a Srara like a Balabais over his workers. That's not, he doesn't think that's considered a real Srara, a real Srara. He's doing a job. He's just doing a tafkid of, he has to control the Yeshiva, so he's allowed to throw some people out, but he doesn't think that that's considered a Srara. He says Mashkiach Kashrus might be a different thing. Mashkiach Kashrus could probably be considered a real Srara, because then you're using the Koach HaTorah to impose on the person who owns the food store, who owns the company. So that could be a real position of Srara. So Moshe was asked, what about Nebuch, an Almana? He has another tshuva, Yordecha Basin Memdalit, an Almana whose husband was a Mashkiach, and the husband passed away, and the only way she'll be able to make Parnasa is by being a Mashkiach. So you're going to say that can she or can't she? So Ramesh was Makel there also, but he was Makel on the condition that she not be the Rav HaMachshir, meaning that there be a Rav HaMachshir who gets paid directly by the store, and she just works as the Mashkiach, provided obviously she knows what she's doing, and she's Naaman, and she's Tzadekas, and that was the case, that she was Naamanis, she was Tzadekas, she knew the Malacha, she knew what she was doing. So he said, as long as she's not in the position of Sarah, that there's a Rav HaMachshir who's in the position of Sarah, then she could be appointed as the local Mashkiach on that store, as working for the Rav HaMachshir, who's the real position of Sarah. Okay, we'll stop there, but we'll pick up from Abdi Rabbi Chia tomorrow.
All right.